Secretary of State Colin Powell today took his Middle East peace mission to Beirut and on to Damascus, trying to enlist the Lebanese and Syrian governments in his efforts to end Israeli-Palestinian violence. In Beirut, Powell expressed concern about recent Hezbollah rocket attacks from Lebanon into northern Israel, warning of the dangers of a widening conflict. Yesterday, Powell was in the West Bank city of Ramallah for talks with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Later, he had a second meeting with Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Though the meetings were lengthy, they produced no apparent breakthrough. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
Secretary of State Powell saw the damage of this war personally yesterday when he drove into Ramallah, where Yasser Arafat remains surrounded by Israeli tanks and soldiers. Arafat's compound has been riddled with bullets, blasted by tank shells, and scorched by fire. The meeting with Arafat lasted more than 3 hours. Powell, according to his spokesman, said he made a clear presentation to Arafat that the suicide bombings and other attacks on Israeli civilians must stop. Arafat, according to those around him, made an equally sharp argument that the Palestinians cannot take any further steps to end this war until Israel withdraws its forces. That's where the meeting was left, according to Yasser Abid Rabo, Arafat's spokesman.
I cannot speak of any progress, but the atmosphere was very serious and was very frank as well. The progress can be made when Sharon declares that he is going to respond to the demands of the President of the United States through the immediate withdrawal from the cities that he had occupied in the past 2 weeks.
Powell took that message directly to Prime Minister Sharon, and the two held their second round of talks last night in Tel Aviv. Again, Powell pressed Sharon for a timetable for Israeli withdrawal, and again, none was forthcoming. Powell did hear from both sides that each is willing to get back to political talks to address the underlying causes of the conflict. Neither side can figure out how to reach that point, though, especially given Sharon's rejection of Arafat as a negotiating partner. Still, others in the Israeli government remain reasonably open-minded. Dan Meridor, a minister in Sharon's cabinet, said he hopes something good will come of Powell's contacts with Arafat.
We need very much an agreement. We very much need a ceasefire. We want to move into political dialogue, for which we need this ceasefire. And as the secretary has come here, we wait to hear, hoping for better days than the ones we are going through.
During his meeting with Sharon, Powell learned that the Israeli Prime Minister has decided to support a regional peace conference involving Israel, its Arab neighbors, and some Palestinian representation. This is an idea that has been kicking around within the Powell team as well, hearkening back to the Madrid Peace Conference in 1991, the beginning of a process that brought about the Oslo Agreement in 1993. The Palestinians are not biting on that just yet. They are focused on more immediate goals, according to Yasser Abid Rabo.
Mr. Powell knows very well the situation, and he knows very well that the aim of the Israeli campaign is to destroy the Palestinian Authority. I don't say that he said that, but we felt that he understood our explanation of the situation.
Neither the Secretary of State nor any of those around him have made public statements to that effect. Perhaps the one common thread in all of this is the apparent understanding on each side that they must find some way to begin talking about political, not just military, goals. The Palestinians say they are willing to discuss political goals even before a ceasefire is reached. Sharon says he won't address such issues while Israel is under fire. Even Dan Meridor, one of the least hardline ministers around Sharon, insists on Palestinian concessions before a real political process can begin.
For this to take place, one needs to have the beginning of a peace process. In other words, first of all, no fire, cease fire. Mr. Arafat hasn't been very, very keen on doing that so far.
Arafat wasn't keen on even being seen in public yesterday. When he and Powell ended their talks, he walked with the Secretary of State to the door, but he declined to step outside where Israeli troops and armored vehicles were concentrated. Security concerns, one of his aides said. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Jerusalem.